It's Thursday, the 4th of August. It's a bright and breezy morning. Yes, half and half, blue sky cloud. Very strong breeze blowing. It's not cold though. It's obviously a westerly of some form. Bringing some nice warm air. I feel warm, not hot. But it's not cold, it's not even cool. It's lovely in fact. Stiff breeze. Sun shining at the moment. Into a very wet and sodden garden. Rained last evening, last night, again. In fact, that's what's happened to my shed. That's why it's not completed, because when I've had the time to work on it, it's been raining. Or drizzly, or something. It's not a task to be done when it's windy either, because of these thin upright panels. So I've had to, if you like, sew them all together with a bit of thin nylon clothesline to keep the whole thing from being wrecked, basically, in the winds. It's done the trick, it's done fine, it's held it all up. Done a good job. Went in the shed. No roof yet, the roof's lying on the ground, but there's some acoustics. Once that roof goes on, we've got even better acoustics. Especially when it's raining. Yes, looks like it's going to be good. It was a 6 before. So, if I'm clever enough, I might actually still manage to have a wee seat right at the back here in the middle, so when the door's open I can look, as I did with my old shed, right across the garden. That'd be nice. Hmm. What the hell was that? Yeah, anyway. So, last night. A really good sleep last night. My wife got up to, I should have stayed in the shed. My wife got up to go to the toilet, and that usually, I think like, what's it called? The warmth thing influences you. Right. So what you usually do is I get up as well when she comes back in the bed. And last night I thought, my God, it doesn't seem to be any time since we were in bed. And I saw it, and it was 11:30. So that meant we'd only been in bed an hour. I thought, I'm not getting up now. I'm not ready to get up, and I'm not going to get up. I didn't get up till 5 a.m. 5. And then when I went back to bed, I went back to sleep, and I slept till 7. So, only up once last night, from an average of 3-4. So very good sleep last night. And probably the reason I'm feeling quite a bit better this morning. So, apart from that, not all else. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling good within myself. I'm feeling physically much better since I've just about got rid of the remnants of that cold and flu. There's still that tiny, tiny wee niggle at the back of the throat. Nasal passage to throat pass. I can't remember what you call that. That passage, that is. But anyway, that will go eventually. God willing. But at the moment, it's still there, so I'm not 100% clear. But I am, in general, feeling much, much better. been getting out on the bike in the mornings. I have a favourite wee run. It's only about 5 mile one. I love doing that run. I absolutely love it. It's just quiet, peaceful. Country road. Barely 20 minutes of cycling, but just, I found it so enjoyable to do. When I come back, have a nice coffee, put my feet up for a bit. So, maybe I've got a longer run today, maybe I'll feel up to, I won't get the morning run this morning because it's Thursday and we do the shopping in the car. It's not a lot of shopping, it's just bits and pieces because my wife goes to her family today. So we do that on a Thursday, so I won't get that wee short run, but hopefully if the weather stays dry, I shall get out for something a wee bit longer. So long as I get out, I'm quite happy, whether it's 5 miles or 10 miles or whatever, doesn't matter. Just getting out makes all the difference. It definitely has been helping me since I got back on the bike in January. And hope and pray I keep this up. I'm not seeing a reason why not to, but when I lost 3 weeks there due to the illness, it was a big hole, if you like. And it's taken me quite a while to get back to a level of fitness and my lungs back to working properly. I think more than anything, it's the lungs. If the lungs aren't fit, then you can't get the oxygen to the rest of your body and soul. For example, in cycling, the legs don't do as much or can't do as much work because you're not giving them enough oxygen. It's all very technical, you know. High tech, this stuff, you know, loving. Very high tech, breathing, oxygen, muscles, energy, proteins, carbs. So today I'm going to go shopping on my own for some more healthy foods to just try and stay healthier in my diet. I'm going for mixed seeds, goji berries, possibly chickpeas, but not sure about chickpeas. What else? Yeah, I'm thinking of going back to the porridge, abandoning the granola and getting back to the good old porridge. And, well, a couple of other things, which I can't remember anymore. It's written down on a wee card, as usual. So here's what makes today a nice day, all round for everyone, not just for me, but for everyone. What the world needs now. Yep. Yeah, it's true, it does. It's love. Sweet love.